When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
This is Kelly from Above Deck Podcast. This is Sarah.
Hi, Sarah this Goldman.
This
hey,
hey, it's Chase Lee Max from Below Deck Sailing Yacht. We are all together here in Charleston on beautiful John's Island. And Chase is going to give us a tour of his sailboat, Grace. We're so excited.
First tour ever, actually.
We're so lucky. All right, Chase, show us around. Okay, we are rolling.
All right, cool. Guys, welcome to Sailing Vessel Grace. This is my baby. It is a dream come true. She's a 1994 Beneteau 510, so she's a 30-year-old sailboat. She's actually an old charter boat, so close to home. What that means is there's a lot of cabins, and it's really easy to sail. So it's turned out to be a great boat, and we have basically, we've almost finished a six-month renovation of this boat. We've been working our butts off. And this is the first tour ever. We haven't even done our own tour, so this is exclusive for the Above Deck Podcast.
Wow.
And I'm so honored to be here today with the Above Deck Podcast.
But
let's
so
do it.
Excited.
We're going to do it super quick because there's a little bit of boat to show you guys, okay? So this used to be the crew cabin. We have it a bow locker now. It is disgusting, and you see it as it is. It's filled with all the tools. There actually used to be two different bunk beds down here, a toilet. There's a sink down there. That's where the captain and chef used to stay, but we're just a little bit too bougie for that, so we're going to stick it in some stuff, right? 51 feet, like I said, so it's quite a lot of boat. It's intimidating for me because I'm still learning how to sail, but, you know, all things work out in time, right?
That's right.
So let's work our way back.
Okay.
We got all new standing rigging. We got new running rigging. All these sexy lines. This stuff's expensive, man. I couldn't believe. I'm used to working on yachts and it's other people's money, so you don't worry about replacing stuff. But
right.
This, God, it's got me right here. All right, so we work our way back. We've got our brand new 21-foot vinyl and aluminum top. This is state of the art. No one else got it like this. Beautiful. We got a massive solar array on the back.
Cool.
Basically, what we've done with this boat is we can be completely off-grid. We're living off solar. We have a water maker that makes 50 gallons of pure drinking water from the ocean an hour. So we can live off-grid. We don't have to do anything. We're trying to sail this boat around the world, and we've got our kitted to do that. All right, let's work that our way down. Boom, boom, boom.
Thanks.
Yeah. Watch your head. Welcome to my favorite location. This is the cockpit. This is where we have all the sundowners, all the drinks. I wish we could enjoy it today, but it's a little cold here in Charleston right now. I don't know why the South is doing this to us, but this is my favorite place to hang out. It's actually one of the best cockpits ever. This boat is ahead of its time because it has the split helm, so you can walk through.
Yeah, that's cool.
And when you're tacking, you can be on either side, right? We got our beautiful high-field tender. Let me tell you, I'm not bragging here. We've got a bunch of sponsorships, and so this boat has turned out to be something crazier than my wildest dreams. When we started posting videos, a bunch of brands got behind us, so the paddle boards, the synthetic teak you see, the tender here, a lot of this stuff was given to us, so we were happy to have a really cheap, low-budget boat, and it just evolved into this crazy thing. And we think it's very comfortable. We got storage in all the seats.
And most importantly,
Charlie's
spot. Don't pay attention to this part that's not done, but this is, Charlie has discovered that this is his favorite spot.
That's his spot.
And we put blankets down there for him, and that's where he hangs out. So the guys from Beckett did that for us. That's where Charlie hangs out.
Oh, I love that.
And we'll work our way downstairs, yeah?
Okay.
Let's do it. Am I going too fast?
No, this is perfect.
This is great. I love that this is connected to its people, too.
Yes.
Yeah, this is cool.
Oh, I will also say, yes. Hold on.
Do you want me to stop the video?
No, please, okay. Roll. Take out or put in whatever you want. Yeah, by the way.
Nice.
This is where we have our date nights.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah.
Wonderful.
Cool.
As you see, Chasing Grace. Our beloved YouTube project. The boat's name is Grace, by the way. It means courteous goodwill, refinement, movement. And there's some religious aspects in there, too.
Yeah.
And we've been chasing this boat for a long time, so boom.
Yeah, do you know I just got the chasing thing just like a few weeks ago? Like chasing.
It's corny, I know. A lot of people think that the boat is named Chasing Grace, so.
Right.
I don't know if I messed up, but I love the name and I think it's catchy.
I think it's great.
We also, it took us a lot of time, but we routed everything back. Sailors will appreciate this. We routed everything back to the cockpit so we can sail this entire boat from right here.
Oh, wow.
We don't have to move forward, so. When we're in 30 knots of wind or it's scary and we're offshore, we don't have to leave the cockpit. It's a very comfortable, safe boat to sail. And that's what we've been putting all of our time into because we are going to encounter some crazy weather.
Yeah.
And we've been putting a lot of thought into it. But aside from it looking pretty and nice, it's really a sailor's boat.
Yeah. Awesome.
Cool.
Here, maybe I'll hand this to you while I go down.
My butt. I won't get your butt. I'll get the top of your head. Don't get my gracefulness.
Super cool, just in case.
Very good.
All right, cool.
Now we're inside.
So we're down below. Please don't judge me. I just got back from a trip to South Africa a couple hours ago. The boat is a mess. I want to direct your attention to this. We just completely redid this space. Shout out to my amazing girlfriend. She did all of this work. She's making the boat beautiful.
Look at this. That's cool. I love
all the nautical charts. A bunch of old stuff was left on the boat. A bunch of paper charts that we don't need. We have redundancy, so we're trying to put them all over the walls and stuff.
I love that.
Yeah. Beautiful. The thing that sold me about this boat, I'm 6'3".
Yeah.
And the headspace of this boat, it's actually really comfortable for a 51-foot boat. We got four cabins, and we have four heads in here. So one cabin, one head. This is our beautiful day head.
Cool. Oh, even has a little plant in there and a candle.
It's not much, but it's honest work. You know what I mean? So, four double heads. Our videographer stays in here. He's got his own cabin. Oh, I must pull attention to this. Two things. Charlie's backpack. If you're fans of the show, you know Charlie. This is the backpack he was in the season four of Below Deck Reunion.
Oh, wow.
So this is
when you read
potato
chips.
The money on the eBay, right?
That's definitely like Planet Hollywood.
Or at the BravoCon museum.
Yes.
Like the BravoCon Smithsonian.
I love
this. They can do that.
And this is my mama's stamp collection.
So she had
pen pals all over the world, and she collected these, put them together. It's the coolest gift that I have received.
I love that.
And it's actually my favorite thing in the boat, probably. Oh. Aside from my sticker wall, which I must direct attention to, look who's the newest addition to the sticker wall.
Yeah,
look at that.
The only Below Deck podcast that she left us So our little galley, we've got some projects going on, working on electronics and things like that. Beautiful seating space where we are about to record the Above Deck podcast.
Yep.
Our galley, our room, our cabin's in here, but I'm not going to show you because
it's private.
My lovely girlfriend's taking a nap, so she's going to stay in there. I bother her enough. As you can see, we still have a lot of work to do. This is lithium batteries, water maker, chart plotters, wind displays, everything you can think of. We still have a lot of work left to do.
Yeah.
And, that's the boat.
That's the boat.
That's the boat. We love her.
So how many people would you say you could take out?
Ten.
Like,
ten.
To stay?
Ten can sleep, yeah.
Wow.
Ten can sleep. So one of the things we're going to do, this table is actually going to get telescopic legs. So it's going to fold down, and then these cushions will cover it, and this will continue to be a bed.
Oh, my gosh.
So we cannibalize the front cabin to be storage, but this will be a new bed,
mm-hmm.
And so then we have five double beds. We can take 10.
Wow.
And we want to keep it full, too.
Yeah.
So that means when we get to the Bahamas in a couple months, there's an open invitation for you ladies.
That'd be amazing.
I'm not kidding. You gotta pay for a flight, and you come stay.
Seriously?
Let me check my calendar. Everyone thinks that I'm joking, but I want a full boat. You know, it's something that I want to share.
Yeah.
And I think that, like, when people come and experience it with new eyes, It helps us to have that fresh energy. So come and hang out with us.
Oh, I'd love that.
Oh, that would be so cool.
I've only ever been to Bimini. I want to go, like, other places.
We're about to go to Bimini. We're about to deliver a bunch of relief supplies.
Oh, really?
I'm really excited about it.
Wow. Yeah,
we're partnered with this company called Hope Fleet.
Okay.
It's like a Christian organization, and they're giving us a bunch of stuff to take to orphanages there.
Oh,
they
wow.
They use cruisers like us to, like, use the boat to deliver it. So this whole area will just be, like, filled with stuff. So we
wow,
really
that's awesome.
Through, and we'll take it from Fort Lauderdale to there.
That's very cool.
I can't wait. Oh, my God.
That is so neat.
I actually haven't been to Bimini, so it'll be exciting for me.
Lots of sharks. They have bull sharks. Bull sharks just in the harbor, like in the marina, just swimming around. And there's a cage you can get in, and like they feed them.
I'm sold, actually. My girlfriend and I both have shark teeth tattoos. We love sharks.
So cool.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, you go. I'm a big scuba diver, and you go to the Bahamas for shark diving. Like sharks, that's where it's at.
That's cool.
So we're gonna do Bimini, and then she's never been to Nassau, so we'll do Nassau, and we're gonna party in the Exumas like rock stars for 3 weeks because we have.
Is that where the pigs are? Swimming pigs.
Yeah,
I really want to see those.
Yeah. And they have this cool like drug smuggling plane that crashed and is in like 10 feet of water. They have great scuba diving there.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
So we've been working our butts off for 6 months, and we've really like punted a really important part of our 20s to finish this boat.
Yeah.
And just to, I mean. Genuinely, it's been so much work. And so when we get to the Exumas, we are going to just rage. And I'm going to invite a bunch of people out from Below Deck, a bunch of friends, a bunch of families, you two ladies. And we're just going to party.
Oh, my God. Sounds amazing.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the tour.
Well, thanks so much.
Let's take a quick break, and we'll hear from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
It sounds like they want some macaroni and cheese and collard greens.
I know. So. If you guys want to come over for dinner, we're making Hop and John and collards.
That is so sweet of you. I think that we're going to sit in that bed and be alone.
Yeah. Yes,
because,
I bet.
Yeah. Oh, my God. We've been eating really good, and we got a lot of food today, groceries, but we are just ready to just...
Where do you store it all? Do you store it underneath?
Yeah, it's all sitting underneath us,
That is so cool.
Yeah. Every single thing opens up. It's like all of these open up.
Yeah.
All of this, all behind us. It's really witty.
I love that.
Witty.
I love how neat it is. Oh, these are for me. Okay,
yeah,
very
that's
good.
For you.
Fantastic.
Okay, are we ready?
We're ready.
Let's roll Batman.
Okay.
Let's roll Batman.
All right, we're back with Chase from Below Deck Sailing Yacht, and we are on board his beautiful sailboat, Grace. We just had a great tour here in Charleston, South Carolina. And, Chase, we're going to jump into some questions. We have some questions for you, and then we have some listener questions.
Awesome. I love it.
So tell us how you ended up on Below Deck.
Yeah, it was a serendipitous... By the way, can we talk for a while, or do I have to be...
No, you're good.
...short for this? Cool.
No,
we can always take
time.
Stuff, too.
I love y'all, and I want to talk a bunch.
We love you, too.
It was a serendipitous moment. You know, I had been in yachting for a few years as kind of a means to an end to make money for my own boat. But I had gotten out when COVID started, because it canceled a bunch of charters for me, so there was no more tip money down the line.
Right.
I was home, and I was selling beer and wine with my family. We have a beer distributorship.
Okay.
Distribution company. And I was miserable, and I hated it, and I was praying and manifesting. I was like, I just need something to get me out of Charleston. And I got an Instagram DM that said, hey, would you come on the show? I guess it's casting agents and seeing old pictures of me with boats. And I said, hell yeah, call me. And 2 weeks later, I was in Sardinia. And so,
wow, 2 weeks.
Yeah, it was quick for me.
Yeah.
And then, you know, when I came back from filming the show, I tried to go back into working this job with my family, and they just couldn't do it. I couldn't get out of bed. I was like, I don't want to do this anymore. And a six-year dream of buying my own boat and going off and trying to make it work seemed more possible with Below Deck on the horizon.
Mm-hmm.
So it changed my life. And, yeah, it happened all really quickly. It came out of left field.
Awesome.
Yeah, it worked out.
So cool. Who do you keep in touch with from your season?
Oh, gosh. Alex is number one. He says tell y'all hello, by the way.
We love Alex. We loved meeting him at BravoCon.
Yes.
Alex Probson is genuinely one of the nicest guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's been a great friend to me, and I keep up with him all the time. I actually spoke to him on the phone last night. He called me because we hadn't talked in like a few days and was like, are you alive? Are you okay? And so Alex and I are very close. He's like an older brother to me. I keep up with Mads. Mads isn't really like someone who texts her friends on the phone, I don't think.
Yeah, she seemed that tracks.
You know, I think she kind of like does her own thing as a lone wolf, and not in a bad way. she's like the coolest person ever.
Yeah.
But anytime I'm in Florida, I'm hitting up Mads and we hang out. Mm-hmm. And I keep up with Colin a lot. Colin, I just hung out with for a week in the Annapolis Boat Show. And he's kind of like an idol to me because he's in this space that I want to be in and is really approachable. And then I keep up with Glenn, but it's more like a message a month kind of deal.
Yeah.
And now that I have a boat, Glenn will see stuff that I've done to my boat, and that's usually what we talk about. He'll be like, where'd you get your solar panels? And so that's been good. I get to keep in touch with him more. But that's about it, really. You know, we all go our separate ways and have different lives.
Yeah, you guys are all over the place. Did you watch Alex on Winter House by chance?
I did. My girlfriend and I have been watching Winter House.
Yeah.
And I honestly had never seen Winter House or Summer House before, and now I'm an avid fan. Obviously, I've been watching because of Alex.
Have you finished the season? Did you watch the finale and the reunion?
I have not finished.
Okay, I haven't either. I was going to ask you what happened at the reunion.
So no spoilers here.
Okay.
I've heard about the reunion through Alex, but I'm excited to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
But God, it was really a really entertaining show to watch. It's cool to see a show that like they're not working. You know, like the whole point of the show is to go hang out and have a good time and have holiday. And I can't imagine filming something like that, being on that kind of show.
Yeah.
I think it would be really tough. But it was, God, I laughed my butt off.
I couldn't do that much drinking, like, day in and day out. Exhausting.
I heard from Alex it's much worse than it even see. Like, they partied. And so my hat goes off to them for being willing to, like, put themselves in that situation and be vulnerable in that way. And I laughed my butt off watching Alex. He's the funniest guy normally, and then you get a couple drinks in him, and he's just... everything. Now that I really like, I know Alex in like a deeper way, everything he does, every little like facial expression makes me laugh. And so my girlfriend
and I not just a pretty face,
we were rolling watching it. I love it.
Yeah,
it
so show. Would you go on Winter House?
I mean I would, am I eager to go on the show? No, because I'm hesitant, right? Like,
yeah,
the cool thing about Below Deck is we act like we're not actors, right? Like, we just work on boats and I clean bird poop for a living. And so you show up and like, obviously, you know, none of us have been on a reality TV show before,
right?
But you can kind of, you know, there's camera crew around and there's this new experience and you don't know how to act, but you can kind of like escape that with the work. Like, okay, I get to go clean the deck for 8 hours today. I can kind of be away from the camera crew. I can go have some, like, I can put my headphones in and escape and just clean. And that's really, it brings a lot of solace in those moments. You can kind of escape and kind process some things. But on a show like Summer House, Winter House, like, when you just, it's, you're always on and you're always partying and you always must have those conversations. Yeah. You always must be engaging and entertaining and, like, push the narrative. I don't know if I'd be really good at that at all. You know, like the beautiful thing about Below Deck is a lot of the dramas and the conversations happen naturally because you're working together and you get pissed off with people you
work with.
You
have things in common. You talk about the charter guests.
Exactly. It's not like forcing conversation with a stranger, like, where are you from? Let's hook up. Like, I don't...
Let's get wasted.
Those are the parts of the show that I seem to be really bad at. It's the drinking part and the small talk part outside of the boat. And so Summer House, Winter House would be tough for me.
Yeah.
So first time you're on the boat, everybody's coming in and you get to pick top bunk or bottom bunk.
Yeah.
Which preference do you pick?
I'm a top bunk kind of guy.
Why?
One, I don't want anyone's feet on my bed.
Yeah, right.
It's the biggest one. Like, like, you must understand, our feet are filthy. We walk around barefoot.
Most
of the time, at least I do, and people will step on your bed. And it's also, it just kind of makes sense. I'm kind of a taller guy, and so, you know, the bottom bunk, I tend to hit my head a lot, and it's easier for me to get in the top bunk. And the other thing is, like,
you can just take one step and you're up there.
Yeah.
It might be scrambling.
I don't know. It's also like, if you've never slept in a bunk bed, it's just easier having someone below you than above you. Like, if you're in the bottom bunk, you're looking up at someone, like, and you're like just aware that they're there.
Yeah.
Whereas at the top bunk, you're looking at the ceiling and you can kind of like forget it. I don't know.
There is a lot of thought that goes into it. I mean, we thought about that too when we lived together.
We were college roommates and we have been.
Who was top? Who was bottom?
I was a top bunk.
Did we switch ever, or was it always...
I think I was always...
I remember you on the
I think I was on the bottom in, like, our first time we lived together.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Maybe we took turns or
something. I like it. Top bunk is a power move.
Yeah.
Right here.
That's right.
It's like, that's how you assert dominance. You get into the cabin, I'm top bunk. People who want bottom bunk, it's a red flag for me. No offense.
It's just easier to get it, you guys.
I don't even think I stepped on your bed.
We're getting up on you now. I don't think it's that serious.
Okay, next question.
It's not that serious. I just, whatever's available is cool.
On the research boats I worked on, we had three, like, stacked, and so the middle was ideal because you just, like, roll in.
Right.
That was perfect. Yeah,
it's like waist level.
Bottom just jump in. Is okay, but top was hard. I mean, you had very little room.
Yeah.
That was...
Yeah.
You had, like, well, shimmy in.
The other,
like,
thing you gotta think about on a boat is falling out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've fallen out of a bunk before. Thank God it wasn't on TV, but God.
Well, Lucy fell out.
Oh, my God.
That's a lot.
That was scary. Lucy, we are so grateful you are safe.
Yeah.
But that was scary.
God bless the girl. She still has...
Poor Lucy.
I'm pretty sure she still has a scar. It was, like, gnarly.
That was awful.
Really bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't
know. Who was it? Was it you that, like, looked at her back and then she just started crying?
Oh, my God. Yes. I was, like, one of the first people who saw it. And I couldn't...
You're like, Lucy. And she's like...
I'm trying to remember, but I think I saw it and I was like, oh, my God. And then she, like... It made her feel worse. And so I guess you shouldn't see that, say that kind of thing.
Yeah.
When you see someone's wound, you shouldn't be like, that's terrible.
So bad.
but it was pretty gruesome. It looked like a vampire had snuck into her room in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
It was impressive, to say the least. So
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
Have you ever eaten any of Glenn's extra large crackers?
I have, yeah.
The
I forget what they're called. Is that what they're called?
Mm-hmm. He's corrected us before.
Yeah, he told us.
Sardinian flatbread.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, they're good. Yeah, I think he was on a bit of a flatbread kick when I met him. and they're really, really good. If you've ever had a saltine cracker, it's like that, but thinner.
But really big.
A lot of it, yeah.
But like 8.5 by 11.
Exactly, yeah. But I ship it. Honestly, like, I don't know, like, it's Italy, right? Like, the bread and all this stuff is incredible.
Yeah.
So the stuff that we were getting, come on, we're on a super yacht and it's not our money. So we eat good. And the stuff that we were getting had been baked like a day or two before. And it was really good. Wow. It's not like a cracker.
Okay, gotcha. All right, we'll have to try it when we go. You know, when we turn our yacht.
Have you been to Italy yet?
I've been to Venice. That's about it.
I love Venice.
Yeah, but I want to do, like, Tuscany.
I haven't yet, but I have family that live in northern, like, north of Venice.
You must go.
There will be a day. This whole traveling wanderlust thing that I've gotten has just started, like, last October with BravoCon. And now I'm, like, traveling as
now
much as I
ready.
Can.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's too much fun.
The time is now.
I support it.
Thank you. I will let my bank account know that.
Jay
says it's good to go.
You know what? Do what I did. Get an Amex and just worry about it later.
Yeah.
You know, it all works out.
It'll all work out.
I don't have anyone depending on me, so I shouldn't say this.
Right.
A different position.
What location are you most excited to sail to
on Grace
on your boat?
Oh, man. You know, in general, Southeast Asia. One, because it's really cheap, and two, I've had some great trips. Vietnam is number one on my list right now.
Okay.
Thailand was one of my favorite trips. Indonesia is beautiful. But in the near future, I'm really excited about the Exumas Bahamas. I think it's going to be stunning.
Yeah.
We were just talking off camera. I would love for y'all to come visit me. I think it's going to be stunning. And I'm not kidding.
We'll take you off on that. We'll make it happen.
If you pay your flat, we've got a cabin for the two of you ladies.
Okay.
And then after that, I'm going to name a bunch, honestly. So, Exumas, I'm really excited about.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to El Salvador in the next year.
Okay.
And we're going to do an immersive surf school experience.
Wow.
One of the things I'm trying to do with this boat is pick up hobbies that I haven't had time for because I've been working.
Yeah. I wondered if you were a surfer growing up, like in the Charleston area.
I've been a couple times with my friends and like barely stood up on the board.
Yeah. It's hard, man.
It's one of those sports that you really got to dedicate a lot of time to get even okay at.
Yeah.
And I haven't had the time because I've been working. And so we're going to go do this surf school called Pura Surf in El Salvador, and we're going to be there for a couple weeks. It's
awesome.
Like a boutique hotel and world-class surfing experts.
Nice.
Cool.
Do that. And then French Polynesia, because
yes.
the dives. You're a big scuba diver.
Yes.
And so French Polynesia works.
Yeah. I have friends that just went for a month in September, and they did like a liveaboard sailboat for 9 days or 14 days, and then they just dove, like
How
all the places.
Cool. Yeah, that's...
You know.
There's my answer. A bunch of places.
Yeah.
It's hard to put a
spot. Well, and Colin
there.
Was just in French Polynesia, like, not long ago, so I'm sure he
and
can tell you where all to go.
Amazing.
All the drone footage. I'm so glad you're a drone pilot because you can...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm really bad at it, too, by the way.
I kind of am, too.
But, I don't know if
I just get it up there and whatever.
You should try
press
flying
report.
It off a sailboat.
How's your finger doing?
Oh, yeah, you saw that video.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Yeah, no, I...
Don't catch it out of midair.
My fingers are recovered. For anyone who doesn't know it, the first time I launched a drone off of a sailboat, we had a mishap and I almost lost a finger. But we just did it recently. You know, we just sailed the boat about 500 miles and we put the drone up 3 times on the way
mm-hmm.
and no issues.
Okay.
We got it. But the problem is these things, I guess... The max distance is not very far on
mm-hmm.
them. It's not as far
you
as you
might
think.
Be able to change it, because someone was telling me recently they flew it, like, across Charleston Harbor or something. I'm like, wait, but how? Mine only does, like, 500 or 600 yards.
I think
don't
we
understand.
Need to mess with the settings, or
yeah.
I need to fire my videographer. no, I'm just kidding. He's,
sorry, man.
He works for free. Kieran, I love you.
Can't fire him. He's an engineer.
But, yeah, no, but... As soon as we, because you're sailing and you're making speed, right?
Yeah.
And if you
yeah.
try to, a sailboat's a big thing, so you try to back out,
yeah.
get some distance to see it all and get the scenery, and then all of a sudden it goes too far, returning to home. So drones will return to the
where
place that
you
launched
it from,
which
but that
is
was
the opposite
there.
Direction.
Yeah.
And so then you must tack and do a 180 and try to catch it before it's like slowly falling into the water. So we've had some. It's
some close calls.
It's a nightmare. I don't know what I was thinking when I said I can sail the boat and become a YouTuber, but I'm not equipped. And
every time I fly
the drone, yet. But every time I fly the drone, it makes me very humbled. It's a great experience.
yeah, very cool. Tell us about your tattoos.
My tattoos. Okay. I love tattoos. I'm collecting tattoos, but they're expensive.
Yes.
And
mm-hmm.
a lot of people don't like tattoos. So my first tattoo I got when I was about to turn 17, and both of my parents are very much against tattoos.
Okay.
Oh.
And so I got some, I'm a religious guy, I got some Bible scripture on my ribs, and then I got some stuff for my grandmother, and I got like crosses and things for like, you know, friends of mine who had passed, and I was hiding them all. And this is how dumb I am. One day I had gotten unbelievably sunburned. and I was living with my dad at the time. I was still young.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, Dad, my back is so bad. Can you rub aloe on my back? And I take my shirt off for him to put aloe on my back. And he saw my tattoos and he disowned me for like 2 days.
No!
Could not talk to me.
Oh,
he was so upset.
Gosh.
And then after that came around, and I've got quite a few now. I've been tattooed in Indonesia, I've been tattooed in Iceland and Germany and France.
Wow.
All over Southeast United States. And I'm planning actually specifically to go see tattoo artists now.
Cool.
I've really slowed down because now that I'm older, I'm like, hey, I should probably
slow down a little.
Be more of a refined collector. I shouldn't just get tattoos from friends because they want to do them. I should get tattoos from people who are truly artists that I like. And so I actually want to tattoo my whole body. I think from the neck down, I'll probably do. I want to do my legs. I want to do my torso.
Wow.
I want to do my arms. I like them. But I want to go travel the world and slowly acquire some things that I'm actually really proud of.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my tattoo story.
But you're a sailor, so you have to get tattoos.
That's right.
Yeah, and you know, it fits. You know, I mean, the other thing about my tattoos, like a lot of people who don't like tattoos will say, okay, well, what if it limits you getting a job? the honest truth, and people can call me stupid, is I don't want a job.
Right.
You know, I've had
to do your own thing, be your own boss.
I've had sales jobs, I've had office jobs, I've had mm-hmm. food and bev jobs, I've had all kinds of jobs. And I don't like them. You know, I'm not the kind of person who wants to do the same thing every day. And I'm just not equipped for it, really. Like, I'm a great salesperson, and I've done well in office jobs, but I've just been miserable.
Yeah.
And so I don't think that I'm wired for something like that. And so my tattoos are a reflection of the protest that I have against that kind of lifestyle.
Damn the man.
Also, honestly,
I don't
think
it's quite true anymore.
No, it's not.
I feel like tattoos are more mainstream and piercings and... You know? I'm sure there are some jobs,
You're right.
It's not like it was 20 years ago.
I got off my Virgin Atlantic flight, and the manager of the interior team had tattoos on her neck and on her fingers.
There you go.
She was lovely, and she, you know, she's working a great job, you know?
Yeah.
So, you're right. Screw it.
Screw it.
Who cares?
Damn the man.
Is there something from your season of Below Deck Air that you wish made the cut?
Yes, and we were just talking about it. You know, our first charter was this lovely group of ladies that had a couple ladies who weren't so lovely. And they had a lot to say because we had some serious engine issues that were real. And we couldn't get off the dock. And so the narrative became that they were really unhappy with their charter. But to be honest, we gave them an amazing charter, amazing experience. One of the days, we actually got to go on Captain Glenn's personal sailboat. He was docked in the marina that we were, that Percival was docked
in.
That's cool.
And so we walked them down like four or five boats and took them on Glenn's personal boat. Mads and I both went. We served them drinks. We sailed all day.
Amazing.
And the sailing experience on a small boat is much different from Percival. I think it's more fun.
It's fast, visceral.
Yeah. And we gave them a really good experience. And Glenn did that. You know, I mean, he sacrificed his own property and was willing to host them in that way, to give them the charter that they wanted. And it didn't get shown. It didn't make the cut, obviously, because they were very unhappy with... A couple of them were very unhappy with our service. And at the end of the season, you know, we do the highs and lows. That was my high. That was my favorite part of the season, was going on Glenn's boat. And I'll never have the footage of it. So I'm bummed about that one. But, you know, you win some, you lose some.
But you have the memory. So
yes.
There's that.
Has anyone interesting slid into your DMs since the show aired?
Jennifer Aniston? You know, she's a fan.
No. You know, I did see that Jennifer Aniston and Jennifer Lawrence are fans of the which actually blows my mind that the two of them might know who I am.
Yeah.
It's both embarrassing and exciting. But trust me, if Jennifer Aniston were in my DMs, the whole world would know. But no. I've had a couple other people from Below Deck slide into my DMs as friends and as, in flirtatious ways. Usually it's very odd to me. You know, I'm a fan of the show, and I'm a fan of many other shows, and never have I watched a show and thought, I'm going to message this person.
Hey, what are you doing on Tuesday?
I love Below Deck. I watch all of them, and I also watch, like, Too Hot to Handle. I watch Love Island. I watch a lot of reality shows. I've never in my life been like, I got something that they need to hear. So it's odd to me every time, but it's I guess a little less odd when another person from Below Deck DMs me because we're like in this universe together. Actually, one recently I'll share is Barnaby from season 3.
Oh, we were just talking about Barnaby.
And I have become great friends. And Barnaby, I say great friends online. We haven't met. I'm looking forward to meeting him and having him on the boat. He actually, I think, probably had a few beers on the night of Christmas Eve and purchased a sailing yacht bigger than this one on auction. I think that the deal might not be working out. I think he might have found some issues with the boat, so he's changing his mind and going for another one. But my girlfriend and I were actually supposed to meet him in the U.S. Virgin Isles tomorrow and help him deliver the boat and go on a 10-day sail. So we talk a lot about boats, and he's an avid sailor, so I'm trying to learn from him and, you know, I've done this renovation, so he's trying to learn from me. And
Oh, that's so cool. We talk a lot. Seems like a great guy. I wish he had been on more of this that season, because he came in towards the end.
Yeah.
He seems great, and I think he's have a mutual animosity for our former boss. So we have bonded over that.
Gotcha.
We bonded over sailing, and he's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, no, we really like him, and I want him to convert like an old like 1960s convertible to me for me.
Yes.
To electric.
He's got a cool business. Huh?
Yeah, electric car converts.
What a smart guy.
It's gonna happen.
I love it.
You know who else I will say is Kyle from Below Deck Med.
We love Kyle. Kyle loves
Kyle's
us.
Our buddy.
He's the I think he gets a bad rap, but he's actually been very friendly to me online and very encouraging. He DM'd me when my season was first coming out.
Okay.
And was like, "Oh, you're funny," or something. And then the two of us got along, and I actually like asked him for advice on how to like navigate the whole thing.
Yeah.
Because he was just a step ahead of me and like being in this public sphere. And he, great advice, great guy, and good things to say about Kyle. Yeah.
Yeah, we love Kyle, for sure. Do you get recognized a lot, just out and about?
I don't know what a lot is, but...
like every day?
Once if a day. I'm in Florida, it's every day.
Okay.
Yeah, it was just funny, because, you know...
I watch a lot of...
Yeah.
Below Deck down there.
Yeah, well,
yeah. I travel a lot, and keep in mind, Fort Lauderdale and Antibes, France, are the two yachting hubs of the world.
Okay.
So everyone who lives in Fort Lauderdale knows somebody who works on a yacht.
Okay.
So I do actually believe that that city watches Below Deck more than any city.
Okay.
Because I'm genuinely in Fort Lauderdale, like, in the fast food, like, drive-through, at gas stations, the grocery store, bars, I get recognized.
Okay.
And in addition... I'm usually hanging out with Alex or Mads. And so, you know, when it's one of us, people probably are like, that guy looks familiar, but I don't know where from, you know, because it's the thing that they had on in the background when they were making dinner. I don't really know who I am.
Yeah.
But if it's me and Alex is super recognizable. If we are out in Fort Lauderdale.
It's the hair.
Yeah. He looks like Jesus, right? we can't go out without somebody saying hi.
Yeah.
And I love it. I love it every time. But if I go international, like, no one knows who I am, which is great. Like, it's very nice to be able to go out and get recognized and, like, get the benefits of, like, hey, come in for free, or here's a drink, or, like people will, like, come up to me and make my day. And then when I don't want anyone to talk to me, like, no one does because no one knows who I am. Because I'm not a big deal at all. So, like we just traveled to South Africa, and absolutely no one knows who I am. And it's so lovely. It's so lovely. So I'm, like, this cool balance of, like dipping my toes into, like, recognizability and having fun.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's not life-altering at all.
We're going to change that. Hey, Bravo, he needs to come to BravoCon next year.
BravoCon 2024, please.
We'll be his escorts. Here we go. We can make sure you get around everywhere. We'll be your handlers.
I love it. You guys
probably a better word than escorts.
No, I
don't
want to
be escorts.
No, you've said
especially
it.
In Vegas.
Not Vegas.
You've said it. You're my Vegas escorts. We're going together.
Sorry, Mom. we have let's get into some listener questions.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, @Specs_Durka writes, ask him to sail to Ireland and take you both with him. That's a Bravo show I'd watch.
Yes.
So, sounds like a great idea.
I love it.
Sailing to Ireland sounds treacherous.
A little cold for me.
Yeah.
But I've been to Ireland and I love it.
@CameronDM23 asks, can we get more Speedo content?
More Speedo content. Wow. Yeah. I
wasn't sure whether to ask this one.
No, it's fine. I actually, you know, it's something that has followed me, that Speedo, the Speedo episode. A lot of people bring it up. It's funny. I was going to meet my girlfriend's family for the first time, and, you know, they don't know me from anything other than the show.
Oh, dear.
And we were going for Christmas, and the running joke was that they were going to get me a South African budgie smuggler. With a South African flag on it. And they were all joking, but I thought they were serious. And so come Christmas morning when I was opening up presents and I didn't get a South African Speedo, I was actually upset.
Oh, man.
And so I'm willing to wear them, you know, send me Speedos. And
let's go, budgie smugglers.
We'll go. What's your favorite word for a Speedo other than a Speedo?
Banana hammock.
That's a good one.
Grape smuggler. That's from Biodome. I'm going to age myself again, but there's a movie called Biodome with Pauly Shore and Stephen Baldwin.
Oh,
Okay. From, like, the late 90s. Yeah. It's a very... Anyway.
Does it upset you that I don't know who Pauly Shore is?
Oh, my God.
Never heard of her.
How old are you again?
26. I'll be 27 next month.
You need to watch Encino Man. You need to watch In the Army Now. And you need to watch...
Son-in-Law.
Never seen any of them.
So funny.
We'll work on this.
Pauly Shore.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. The Weasel.
I just realized...
You're culturing me now.
I haven't... My document I'm looking at is not updated.
Oh, okay.
So I'll let you kind of...
So, October Sky Stew FW writes, will he return for another Below Deck Sailing season? We need him and Colin back ASAP.
I sure hope so.
Yeah.
But
we hope so, too.
Yeah.
You know, we must see what happens if the stars align.
Yeah.
If the Below Deck gods make it happen.
If they'll have me, yeah.
Yeah.
But I would do it in a heartbeat. I loved filming season 4. And I've made some lifelong friends from season 4. And so it's genuinely changed my life in a positive way. So I would definitely do it again.
Awesome.
Cool.
We support that.
Definitely. Well, let's take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll go into Hot Tub Convo, which is a segment we do at the end. And then we'll talk a little bit about this season of Below Deck Med. Just get your thoughts on that.
I love it.
Okay.
Thank you to Stream to See for sponsoring this episode. Stream to See is a personal care company committed to making a difference. By choosing Stream to See, you're opting for safer skincare, and you're supporting a brand that prioritizes the environment from the ingredients they choose to the packaging they use.
Sarah, I know you use their everyday mineral sunscreen all the time. Mm-hmm. One product I'm loving right now is the conditioning shampoo and body wash. It's the perfect 3-in-1 product that's perfect for traveling.
Yes, I love that one too. And you know how I swim every day at high tide with friends?
Yeah.
They bought this big bottle of the shampoo and body wash that they keep on the dock. And we basically take dock baths with a hose afterwards. And it feels good to know that we're using products that won't hurt the animals living in the salt marsh.
For 10% off your order, go to stream2c.com and use code AboveDeck. That's stream2c.com and use code AboveDeck.
Okay, we're back. All right, let's talk about Below Deck Med.
Okay.
All these trips to the hospitals for hangovers. Do we think they're hangovers? Or do we think they're legitimately sick?
Okay, I must tell you guys.
As you help.
As I help myself.
Yeah.
We haven't seen the end. Is there a finale out for Below Deck Med?
I don't know. The next
end. We're only on like episode 14 or something, yeah, so okay. We have a few more. And I believe there will be more people going to the hospital, believe it or not. Jesus.
I think we've seen up till episode 12.
Okay. Mm.
So I'm not quite current.
Okay.
Yeah.
But okay, I'm good. Yeah.
Who's the person recently? Haley, Kyle.
And then Kyle went for a migraine, which I get that.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
We don't know what's wrong with Haley, though.
No, we don't. So.
Okay.
Here we go.
I'm so happy, first off, that I get to talk about a crew that's not me. if you're on the Below Deck Med crew right now and you're listening, please don't hate me. If you put yourself in my shoes, this is going to be fun, okay? disclaimer, I don't know anyone on this crew from a stranger, but here's my takes. This is bullshit, right? going to the hospital for a hangover would be crazy even if you weren't filming a TV show or working on a super yacht on charter.
Yeah.
But all of the things combined is just ridiculous. Like, don't drink as much or grow a pair, right? Like,
yeah,
I don't know. Figure drink some coffee and some water and fight through it like the rest of us. Like,
eat something greasy and let's go.
Yeah. I mean, look, like, there's plenty of times where we had a lot of drinks on my season.
Yeah.
And you feel like you're going to die the next day.
Sure.
And you get up and you clean the boat and by the afternoon you feel better.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
just move on.
And, you know, maybe I'm wrong. Like, alcohol poisoning is a real thing. We drank a lot on the show.
Yeah.
And so maybe they really needed it. You know, who am I to say? But I think it's a little much.
we've talked about this before, but we all love Laura.
I love Laura.
She's so funny, right?
Yes, yes. Laura's great. My girlfriend and I both love Laura.
Laura.
My favorite thing about Laura, is it Laura or Laura?
Lara. With Lara.
You should smile.
Lara.
Yeah.
Lara.
We got you, Lara.
My favorite thing about Lara is when she says something funny, she realizes it and she goes, this is my favorite thing.
Yeah.
And my girlfriend does such a, she's from South Africa, obviously, and she does such a great impression of Lara with the green shit and the pink shit and the red shit and the cow shit.
It was so warm.
Yes, I love her to death, and I think she's one of the best things that has happened to Below Deck, and I'd love to see her again.
Oh yeah, for sure.
I really want her on another season. She's so funny, and I think she could eventually be Bosun.
Absolutely.
Yes, and not only is she hilarious, but she's great at the job.
She's a hard worker,
and she'll just like, she won't get breaks. And she'll talk about it in interview, but she won't complain on the boat. Like, she's just, like, taking all the shit on her shoulders and works her butt off. And, yeah, she's smart and she's funny. And, yeah, I ship Lara. Love her.
Love her. What do you think about Max?
Max, this is the French guy.
The French guy, yeah.
Yeah. You know, at the start of the season, I was unsure about Max. Like, I think a lot of people were, right?
Yeah.
Like, we were like, is this guy a douchebag? But... I can relate to Max in a lot of ways, I think. And I think he's really funny.
He's a lovable goofball.
You know, and I'd love to work with a guy like Max. Like, there takes all types to make the world go around. And I don't mean this to sound a bad way. Like, Lara is the perfect person to step up and be a leader.
Yeah.
But you also must have people who are just deckhands. And I think Max is perfect. I would love to work with Max. I think that he actually takes orders pretty well.
Yeah.
And I think that he's funny.
They figured it out.
He figured it out,
he's
right?
He's very funny. And I think we only understand like 1/10 of what he says. So I think he's even way funnier than we even know.
Yes.
I really do. We have a whole segment called Metaphors with Max.
Do you really?
Yeah. He's so fun. The Teletubbies.
Do you also... Correct me if I'm wrong. It's his first time on a big super yacht, right?
I think that's right.
So, yeah.
It's a huge learning curve, right?
I bet.
If you've worked on boats and you go into a super yacht, like, I think you're thrown off by the fact that people are constantly telling you what to do and exactly how to do it. And it's like everything is a huge rush.
Everything has to be so like clean and perfect too.
Yeah.
To the next level, like I've watched girls Q-tip the floorboards, clean for days on end. So. I don't think people realize the first couple episodes, if it's your first time, not only do you have that learning curve and people are yelling at you, like, don't understand why you don't have it yet, but you're also on a fucking TV show. I think it's understandable to look kind of douchey the first couple days because you don't have your footing.
Yeah.
But I think he's a good guy.
And the language barrier too.
Yeah. Language barrier. We talked to Nadine about this a couple times. She's like, I'm so glad you guys like Max. Can you imagine how brave he was to like, not have English, not only is not his first language, but like he's not that fluent, like you know, and he speaks in metaphors, which makes it even harder.
I like him.
He's great. Who do you think was the problem with like Natalia, Kyle, Toomey, Jess? Like, who do you think was the biggest problem?
Look, it's tough to say, right? Because like,
or just the combination.
We weren't there. But. You know, and I don't know these people, but that being said, here's some hot takes. Toomey's great. Love Toomey.
Love Toomey.
I think Toomey is one of the greatest chief stews that we have seen.
Yeah.
And I think that she's no bullshit. I think she's really intelligent. And I think that she gives people a chance and she tells people exactly what she expects of them.
Yeah.
Right? We must not forget that this is a real job and there's a real hierarchy. And this, to me, is a boss and she's a manager. So what she asks of people should be done, whether they like it or not.
Right. Don't question it.
Yeah.
To me, because of her position, is in the right. But she also happens to be right. Like, she is saying the things that need to happen.
Yeah.
And she calls people on their shit. Kyle is definitely...
We love you, Kyle.
Kyle, I love you. But you're definitely part of the drama and you know it, my man.
Like, you know it.
Like... I get myself into shit with my mouth, because you guys are looking at it right now. I run my mouth, and I get myself into shit, and I can take accountability for that. But Kyle, I think he can do it. He gets himself into these issues. He fuels the drama.
I think, Kyle,
you're very defensive.
Yeah.
And I think that when you're defensive, you know, sometimes people mean things in an innocent way. Or they don't mean to offend you. They're not coming at you, but you might take it that way, and then that fuels the fire. I think Kyle's great at his job.
Yeah.
Right? I think
the guests love him. He's so good with the guests.
I would love to work with Kyle in that I think Kyle genuinely cares about guest experience.
Absolutely.
And I think he's very well equipped to deliver high-level service.
Yep.
Side note, I would not like to work with anyone as much as I'd like to work with Frasier from Below Deck Caribbean.
Yes.
It's my dream crew member. But anyways.
Captain Jason says the same thing, actually.
Yeah.
Like, Frasier is the greatest Below Deck cast member of all time. He, like, deserves to be on the biggest, best super yacht.
I think he's going to go a long time. Like, he's great. I think we have found our chief stew for regular OG Below Deck, and yeah.
He's the greatest thing. Side note. Okay, back to the original note. I have Brandy in here, and I'm highly ADHD, so welcome to the show.
It's okay. We've been
drinking for a little while now.
You've had a big day today, by the way.
Yeah, we have had a big day. Yeah. We went to Magnolia Plantation earlier. And
it was beautiful.
That's what we did. It was fun.
Really beautiful.
I haven't even been.
You haven't? Mm-mm. Oh, it's fun.
Okay, next time I come and you're in town, we'll all go.
Okay.
Yeah.
The four of us will
Kelly got to see an alligator. Like, I didn't think there'd be alligators because it's cold out.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, and she's right on the edge of the tram, there's a huge alligator. And then everyone's leaving.
It's right there.
I was so worried Kelly was going to, like, fall out, like, to the alligator.
I was so clenched. Nothing was moving. Like, I was so.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I mean, she's like, filming a foot. And then she almost got attacked by a peacock during lunch.
Oh,
anyway,
my God. Yeah. Escaped death today.
Yeah.
I did. And now I'm here. This is the best day ever.
Best day ever. Okay.
Natalia. Is a psycho crazy bitch.
Tell us how
you
really
feel. You don't
want
to retract that at all?
No.
Okay, all right, just saying.
She is
a friend of ours.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I don't know her. I know she's going through some things, probably. Okay, I don't want to retract what I said, but I'll put the disclaimer that
or
I should have
maybe
put
say you acted like a.
Okay. Sorry, like. Okay, look. Okay.
It wasn't her best season, that's for
look,
sure.
Look, but you know, that being said, I watched her last season.
Yeah.
You know, and I watched a girl on Instagram, and, like, I want so badly.
She likes to stir the pot, for sure.
Mm-hmm. I want so badly to like her, and keep in mind, this is coming from someone who has, like, been through the show. Mm-hmm. I know how traumatic the show is. I know how difficult it is. I know how stressful the situation is. Right? Like, I've been there. And I know a lot of people who have been there, and I know I've heard a lot of shared experiences. I've heard from people who have been on other seasons with other captains. I understand it. I think this season, Talia went in, I think it was very clear to everyone that she went in vying for the chief stew role.
Yeah.
And she went about it the wrong way, and she went at the wrong one. Like, Tumi has done nothing wrong. She's very smart. She's very capable. Great chief stew.
All three of them could have been chief stew. Like, Kyle, Tumi, you know, Natalia.
I don't know. I think Natalia's probably a very nice person, and she's probably a great girl, but I think that she was very immature on this season.
Yeah.
And I think that...
Agreed.
I think she fought nasty, right? Like,
there's a
very fine line, right? Like, you can fight, and you can call people out, and you can speak your mind, but Natalia was insubordinate and just nasty.
Yeah.
And said some really off-color things, and really showed her tookus, you know? And... I think that she's probably a nice girl, but she came off as psycho, and she knows it. She certainly regrets it. Like, I've seen her on Instagram. She regrets how she acted.
Yeah.
She says she was going through a lot. I believe that she was going through a lot. If you're going through a lot and you're... Look, the girl was in, like, an open relationship, right? Where the guy got... Her boyfriend got to, like, hook up with other girls, but she didn't get to hook up with anyone.
Yeah,
right.
It was a very one-sided open relationship.
Yeah.
I don't know what kind of open relationship that is. I think open relationships in general are tough.
Yeah.
I don't know what she was doing that she got herself into that situation, but... Natalia, you went into the season with a lot going on in your personal life, and then we both know that Below Deck is really stressful. So I don't know why you put yourself in that situation, but it was a lose-lose situation. Like, no one can handle that. I couldn't have handled it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so I understand her. I give her full understanding for the way that she acted.
Yeah.
But she acted crazy. like to the point where I was like, I think there was 3 episodes in a row that my girlfriend and I were watching, and we were like, how is she not fired yet?
Yep.
How is she not fired?
Yep.
And Sandy's so tough.
Yeah.
Yeah, she has a soft spot for her, though, for sure, you can tell.
Yeah.
But, like, come on. I mean,
honestly,
like, I don't know how she lasted as long as she did in this season. I think mm-hmm. that, according to her actions, she should have been let go episode 1 or 2.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my opinion. Hate me if you want it. You know, like, I hope that she has recovered and that she's, you know, mm-hmm. mentally recovering from this. And I hope that she has a long, profitable career in yachting or whatever she so chooses to do with her life. Mm-hmm. And I hope that she finds a boyfriend or a girlfriend who treats her well and is only with her and loves her.
Yes.
And I want all the good things for her. That being said, call a spade a spade. She will cray cray.
Okay, we're going to move on.
I have a lot to say about it.
Apparently.
We watched, and I was like, I hope they ask me about my towel.
I almost didn't, just because we're so tired of that, like, the interior drama.
That's the whole storyline this season.
We like funny. We want fun, and funny.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. It's now time for our segment, Hot Tub Convo, where we discuss what's happening with our favorite Below Deck cast members.
Okay, all right, so Chef Dave from Below Deck Med Season 7 just wrote a book.
Really?
Yes, it's called Salted, a recipe book with a story to tell. So it's full of his recipes acquired from his travels around the world, and you can get it on Amazon. And I'm going to probably buy that.
Yeah, definitely.
Sounds great.
And he said, like, the recipes anyone can make. You don't have to be, you know, a super yacht chef to make them. So I wish him lots of luck with that.
Yeah.
I'll probably buy it too. That'll be on the boat for sure.
Yeah, I forgot I was supposed to be doing this, but he asked me, he's going to do like a book tour and he wants to do some pop-ups. And I was like, oh, come to Charleston, it's such a foodie town. And so he wanted me to like reach out to some restaurants. So if you have any ideas about what restaurants would be good.
Are we moving to, right now?
Yep.
Okay, we're rocking. All right.
Yep. Don't get seasick.
I completely forgot we were on a boat. we're docked.
Every now and then you're reminded a boat has just gone by. Yeah. We have some wake coming.
Okay. Yeah. Very good.
Slow down. No wake zone. Okay. So Alex Propson DM'd us this photo last week of his sister Jenna, who showed up to family Christmas wearing an Above Deck shirt. And we just got the biggest kick out of this.
That's so cool.
That was so funny. And Jenna, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for listening. And this was hilarious. Like, we just love this.
Was not anticipating that, that text to come through. But it was such a great surprise.
It's good. But you also must think, like, as his sister, what a great troll to be Above Deck.
Right.
Right. Below Deck.
I know. That is pretty funny. Yeah. So.
Well done, Jenna.
Oh, Jenna. So funny. We really appreciate you.
Okay. What's next?
All right.
Ah, okay. There's not a Below Deck Med episode this week, but it will be back on Monday, January 8th. And the episode is number 14. So you're only one away. So that's good. And it's called Caught Red-Handed.
Okay. Mm.
So the description reads, the bosun's texting with a familiar chief stew turns into damage control.
Katie Flood.
Oh, damage control crisis.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. And the chef faces a culinary challenge with a blindfolded dinner, and then illness strikes the lead deckhand. Good gravy. What's happening?
So Laura's now going to get sick. This is terrible. Okay. So,
Love of mercy.
I know.
So I chatted with Max a little bit after the last episode.
Cool.
And remember how he said there was no food?
Oh, yeah.
You know, and then, you haven't seen this yet. So basically...
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler for me.
Sorry.
Okay.
So he said there was no food for him to eat. Like, he had been working all day. And then he told Captain Sandy, like, there's nothing for me to eat. And then she found out there was pasta for him to eat. And then she asked him to apologize for lying. It was like this whole thing. And he said, no.
And he walked out.
And
I saw the preview of this.
Okay, so this is what he said happened. So if you go back and watch, like, the scene before that, Laura's sitting there, and there's all these other things to eat, like colorful fruits and vegetables and things.
Yeah.
And then when he goes down, there's just pasta. Oh. And so Laura had thrown out all the other stuff, like, without asking, like, hey, is everyone eaten? Because it was, like, 3 o'clock. He hadn't had lunch yet.
Yeah.
And Max is a vegetarian. And so he needs, like, some nutrients. He'd worked, like, a 16-hour day.
Yeah, yeah.
And all there was pasta, like, last night's pasta. And he was like, this is not going to cut it. So yeah. That's what he meant by, like, there's no food, there's nothing for me to eat.
Okay, okay.
And he was grumpy, and so that's kind of what happened.
He was hangry.
And the last thing...
Go to Captain Sandy to tell her this, or was it, like, a passing by?
I think it was just a passing, like, kind of complaining.
Big difference.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, exactly. So the last thing he told me was, I'm a French bulldog, and above all, fuck pasta. So it's going to be really interesting to see what happens. But it seemed like a miscommunication
on
several parts. And I hated that she was, like, calling him a liar, you know.
Without the whole story on both sides.
Yeah,
well, because
yeah.
She always says there's 3 sides to every story.
Right, exactly.
The one, the other, and the truth. Truth.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Well. All right.
Interesting. I'm a French bulldog. Interesting. Okay. So Chef Ben was on the E! Show House of Villains recently. Have you watched that?
No, but I heard of this.
Yeah.
I haven't
yeah.
seen the show, but I did catch wind of this.
Yeah. It sounds interesting. So he made a surprise appearance on episode 10 of the competition series where the controversial reality stars compete for a cash prize. And I haven't seen it. Have you seen it?
No, I just watched the one part of that episode with him just to see. And he kind of like made some dishes and they had to eat like some weird things that maybe you wouldn't want to eat, like testicles and things like that.
Oh, cool.
Sweetbreads.
But it was funny because on Twitter somebody wrote something like, Chef Ben was not the villainous chef I had in mind when they said, like, a villainous chef from Below Deck. And I was like, obviously you're talking about Ryan from Down Under.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Anyway.
Okay, so wait. Best villain chef of all time from Below Deck.
Ooh.
Who takes it? Not, I don't want to say worst chef, but best villain.
Villain chef.
I mean, Ryan's up there for
Ryan's
sure.
Ryan's up there. Adam for that season with the onions, where he made something
yeah.
with
Adam
onions.
Glick,
yeah.
Yeah.
Is his last name Glick?
I don't Glick. Know.
Yeah, I think it's
yeah.
great Instagram, that guy.
We had Chef Leon, the beef cheeks.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
Disgusting. Was that
Who
Ben?
Was the one that was dating Malia?
On Adam.
Well, she dated 2 chefs.
Did she?
Oh, because her very first season, she came on and she and Adam had a thing.
Yeah.
And they lied about it.
Is he a British guy?
No. Adam's an American.
Oh, no, that's Adam. Okay.
And then she did have a British boyfriend. He filled in for a chef that got fired. I don't remember
that
which
guy.
One.
Was it Kiko?
I don't remember. No.
No, not Kiko.
It was the lady.
I can't remember what his name was.
He had like a short faux cut.
But he
He's
had
an English
like
guy.
He yeah. had like an anger problem. Like he was throwing
so
stuff.
So he can't be the best if we don't know his name.
Right.
But Matt, he was
Matt.
Oh, and then there was the girl that like lied on her resume and she like had like
nachos
and just like cheese just melted on it. And she was also like homophobic and, you know, not really a good person.
Yeah, that takes the cake.
Yeah.
Know.
There's a lot of
been some bad
I think it's Ben. It must be Ben.
You think?
Well, I mean, he's the first chef that comes to mind.
You know, when I watched this on the House of Villains, I was like, I don't really remember him being bad. He's so lovable. But then they showed clips of him. He had some absolute tantrums.
Yeah,
he was so
fire.
Mean. He was, like, throwing pots and pans.
In my experience of working with chefs, they are spicy. They are...
Yeah.
That is the nicest way I can put it. Y'all are spicy.
Jack is very laid back this
yes,
season.
Yes, and we're very lucky because I'm afraid... Like, they can be
yeah.
scary.
And Alicia from your
oh,
season.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
she was great.
She's great.
Good.
So, yeah. Okay. So, let's see. Chase, have you heard any Below Deck news recently? Anything interesting? Add to Hot Tub Combo?
Elaborate.
Well, we just talk about things we've seen on social media or anything.
It seems like everyone is getting into OnlyFans, but that's
oh,
all. That's
yeah.
all I really know. It seems
yeah.
to like be the thing to do.
Yeah, Chef Serena newly to OnlyFans.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Is she cooking though?
Didn't I don't she know exactly she was... what she's doing. Yeah, she called it OnlyPans.
OnlyPans. Yeah.
I actually like that. That's
yeah.
yeah.
When we talked
that's
to her,
funny.
She said she was doing cooking.
Yeah, I mean, who knows?
But
don't
we
pay
don't.
For it, so
what
I
are we
don't
doing?
Know what's behind the paywall?
What is she doing with the cooking? That's the question.
The biggest news is Barnaby from season 3 is getting his own boat and he's going sailing
yeah.
around the world.
Yeah, that's
cool.
Well,
I think that's pretty,
big news.
Pretty darn cool.
Yeah. And then you're gonna be out there sailing the world.
I reckon we'll actually cross wakes with each other, and that's what a small world, huh?
Cross that's wakes. That's very cool.
So tell us, so cool. as we kind of wrap up, what do you have coming up? Where can people find you? What's your YouTube channel and all that stuff?
Yeah, so the boat's name's Grace, and the YouTube channel is called Chasing Grace. And it's been a almost 7-year dream of mine now to have my own YouTube channel and to travel the world. So we're on YouTube, we're on Instagram, and you can find us. We're vlogging the journey. We're trying to do a 6-year circumnavigation. So I'll be into my, I'm 27 next month, and I'll be mid-30s by the time we're done. And we're going to take this boat
just a baby
around the world and then see what we do after that. The big message of the channel is don't wait. You know, I think that society and culture lies to us, and that you work your whole life and then you retire and then you travel. And I personally know some people who have retired and then months later left this earth. And so tomorrow's not promised. We're trying to travel now. We don't have any money. We're trying to make it work. But don't wait, and we're going to go do some crazy stuff, somewhat following in the footsteps of Colin, very much following in the footsteps of Colin, who's has an amazing YouTube channel and sells around the world, and that's kind of the lifestyle that we want. And yeah, please go check it out, because it's fun.
Definitely.
And you're going to watch Pauly Shore movies.
I will watch Pauly Shore movies.
You're going to have plenty of time.
100%. I feel
when the
bad.
Winds are
I'm going to look her up and be like, oh, I do know this
him.
Person for
him.
Sure. Oh my God.
We got this.
What
we got
kind
this.
Of name is that? Pauly Shore is a him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You'll recognize him. We'll show you some pictures.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. You got all
right. I don't know who feels worse about this. Me for not knowing, or y'all for not.
We're
me,
of a different generation.
We are. We are.
We're like on the tail end
we
of
were
Gen
in high
X.
High school when you were born.
Yeah.
Okay, so I mean that hurts
to
say.
Oh
yeah,
27.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, what year were you born? I'm not good at math.
97.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Graduated in 98. Okay.
Yep.
Got it.
Okay. On that note.
On that note, that's it for this week's episode of Above Deck. As always, thank you to everyone at Her Dot Media. Thank you, Chase, for making time for us today.
It's such a pleasure.
Please subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, wherever you get your podcasts, and please tell a friend, and don't forget to rate and review us. 5 stars only.
I've said this a million times, so you think
I know,
I have it memorized. But you can follow us also on Instagram at Above Deck Pod. You can email us or leave us a voicemail memo at AboveDeckPod@gmail.com. You can also watch us on our YouTube channel. You go to Her Dot Media and you'll find us there. Until next time, I'm Kelly Busby.
And I'm Sarah Goldman.
And I'm Chase Lemax.
Thanks for joining us.
Bye.
Bye. Yay.
Yay.
Awesome.
A Her Dot Media production.